Okay, it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Look at that, 5:31. Wow.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hello to one of our American listeners who listens on their Sirius XM satellite radio, and they don't know what this quiz is called. They think it's, oh, what's the curtain? It's, oh, what's occurring? As in, what's happening? What's going on? It's our guessing game quiz. Three situations. You tell me what happens next. You love it. It's the last one of the week. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do you remember a while ago we had this movie? It was the scariest movie ever.
Yeah.
And we would show it to people and see how long they could watch it before they just could not take any more because it was so damn scary. And we used to record their reactions.
Yeah.
Well, earlier on, I got a brand new video.
Right. Right.
And it's really good. So I showed it to five people at Radio 1 earlier. I recorded them watching it and their reactions. My question to you, what video do you think they're watching?
What video do I think they're watching? God.
Here it is. Oh. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, it's down.
Ooh.
What is it? I can't...
Oh, my.
Oh, it's bending.
Oh, it's like it's made of rubber.
It looks so painful.
In two places. Oh, and again.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It's bent and it's...
That's going to smarten then some.
That is literally the worst thing I've ever seen.
Is it bleeding? Oh, dude. Then he stamps on it.
That's so disgusting. Oh, my God. Can I see that again?
Can I see it again one more time? Seriously, can I see this one more time really fast?
They did like to see it again. So what are they watching, Becky?
Something with a snake. Is it the one where snake?
Specific?
Is it the one where you think it's a dead snake and then it jumps right at you and bends round?
Oh, yeah, everyone's seen that one. Okay, so you're saying the scary snake where it just snaps.
Mm.
Chappers?
God, I have no idea. I go to a text off because people are suggesting things that are.
No, it really isn't that.
Is it Ewan Hoff getting a massage?
No, it's not.
Just trying to help you, Mark.
I know. Is he releasing the balls on the lottery?
No. I'll tell you what it is.
Oh!
It's the world's worst football tackle.
Right.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I sent... Hang on a minute. I was the one who got that video in the first place.
Oh, right. You sent it to us.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
I'm sorry. Explain what it is, if someone's not seen it.
Well, I'm not 100% sure where this has come from, because I got sent it by my sister's other half, who sent it to me. But it is a tackle that takes place in some game, which if I'd known you were going to ask me this question, I'd have found out where it happened. But his leg basically snaps in two.
Oh,
it's horrible.
In a tackle, like properly snaps in two.
Really, really looks gross.
And I was nearly sick when I saw it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, he's down.
Ooh.
What is it? I can't...
Oh, my.
Oh, it's bending. Oh.
There we are. See?
Oh, it is horrible.
Sense. So, no horrible. Points. No points there. It was the world's worst football tackle video, which is gross.
Oh, what's occurring?
Thanks for all your suggestions on the text as to what it could be.
None of them guessed that.
No. You know Peter Andre?
What's that?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, that's a show that he was tossed around the theatres. That's a proper show, that one.
Is
that
it?
Puppetry one, yeah.
Okay, good. You know Peter Andre?
It's not the puppetry we're suggesting for the musical, is it?
I really hope not.
You know Peter Andre?
Yes, sorry.
He's on the Chris Moyle show tomorrow, and he'll be talking about what absolutely everybody wants to know about.
What's his new single?
What's that like? He's on with Moyles tomorrow morning. Put it on when you wake up at 6:30 onwards. Earlier, we went on to Stupid Street and we asked the question that we all want to know the answer to. Peter or Katie? Who do you think most people sided with?
Peter.
Becky.
Can I say Peter as well, or do I have to say Katie now?
No, you can have whatever you want, my darling. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
We are Stupid Street. Peter or Katie?
Peter or Jordan?
Definitely Peter. Always Peter.
Peter or Jordan?
Peter.
Peter.
I don't know who they are.
Well, Peter is a bloke. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
I think so, I'll go for Peter.
Peter or Jordan, Peter?
Oh, gosh, you know what? I promised myself I wasn't going to get entwined in this. gosh, Peter.
Peter or Jordan?
Peter.
Peter.
Yeah. Always Peter.
He's got nice muscles.
Peter or Jordan?
Sorry, who? Peter or Jordan?
Well, Peter or Jordan?
Jordan.
Peter.
Peter looks... He looks much better because, like, she's, like, gallivanting around.
Peter. I'll probably say Jordan. I just think Peter's just... I'm really a big Peter fan, to be honest.
Definitely Peter. We should play that to him tomorrow morning when he comes in and make him feel a lot better.
Oh, it will, yeah. It wasn't Katie because none of them were asked Katie.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Same.
I just think Peter's just... not really a big Peter fan, to be honest.
Wouldn't it be amazing if we did go onto Stupid Street and find the biggest Peter Andre fan in the world? That would be great.
What a meeting of minds that would be.
Peter or Jordan or Jordan Peter?
Oh, gosh, you know what? I promised myself I wasn't going to get entwined in this.
Oh, God, you go on Stupid Street, you promise yourself, and now look what happens.
Oh! What's occurring?
One more. You know Country File?
Yes.
It's one of my favourites.
Is it?
Of a Sunday. John Craven, love him. If you've not seen Country File, it's about country things and wildlife and stuff. Give it a watch. My question to you, on Sunday, on Country File, how many times did they say the word beaver?
Three times.
Three beavers.
Eight beavers.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the beavers on Country File.
Beavers, beavers, beavers.
Beavers, beavers, beavers.
Beavers. Beavers.
Beavers, beaver.
Beavers, beaver.
Beavers, beaver.
Beaver,
beavers,
beaver. Beavers. Beaver.
Beaver. Beavers. Beavers.
Beavers. Beavers.
Beaver.
Beavers. Beavers.
Beavers.
Beavers. Beavers.
Beavers.
Beavers. Beavers.
Wow, that was quite a lot.
Too much.
The answer
was it a beaver special?
No,
was it John Craven Investigates Beavers?
There's always beavers on.
Late last year, a team captured the beavers and filmed the whole process.
They talk about them a lot.
And then, heading towards us, an unexpected bonus. A second beaver.
You can have the point, Becky, because it was a lot, I've decided. Do I give you both the point because you both said Peter?
Yes.
All right, so...
So what's the score, then?
So it is 2-1 to Becky. Becky wins.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we're very expert at finding beavers around here.
There's a lot of them.
And already there's signs of beaver activity along the banks of the loch.
You want to watch this, don't you?
Don't you think it'd be an attraction for visitors to see beavers?
It's a must-watch, this show.
If a beaver suddenly popped up here now, would you say wonderful, or would you say that shouldn't be here?